the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio.
You meet old girl, you know, we both see her, you get to hollering at her. you and her just not feeling each other. I mean, you know, you probably went over there once or twice. You like, man, nah, this just ain't going to work with me and her. Now, right. somewhere down the line, me and her run into each other. You know what I'm saying? And I said, well, wait, low man, I see your girl, man. She, I guess she wants to holler at your boy. I mean, do you get offended?
Hell no.
Huh?
I see
do you get mad?
Hell no, I don't get mad. Now, you clarified it. Now that you clarified, no, I wouldn't get mad. Hell, she hollering at you, shit. Go holler at her. Hell.
But see, that's different, man. That's totally different scenario. And we said siblings or best friends, ex-girlfriend or ex-boyfriend.
I'm saying, okay, now as far as like your main woman, your baby mom and all that, yeah, that's it. You already know that goes without saying. That's off limits.
Yeah, that's off limits. Like, my homeboy wouldn't go date my ex-wife or no shit like that. Now, if he was dating my ex-wife, I was like, you idiot, what the fuck you doing that dumb shit for?
Yeah, now we know that's off-limits. I mean, I don't know. Some people may say it's off-limits. Some people may say it's not. But
now, if it's just some ratchet off the street that I done hit before then, that's
different. Right. Now, see, for all the time, your thing is if you didn't hit it, can't nobody else touch it, right? Ain't nobody else in the crew touch it if you didn't hit it, right?
Right. If you consider my friend, you wouldn't touch it.
Well, it's depending on what type of female she is. If the only time you see her is after midnight, then I say go for it.
What's the difference, though? If I hit it, I mean, she can be off limits anyway.
That's because you hit it?
Right.
If you hit it, if you ain't hitting it no more, it
shouldn't even matter. But hold on, let's bring in Janine. What's that, Janine?
Hello.
Sound a little bit.
What's going on now?
Not that much.
All right, let's get your take on it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you had a dude. You know, you and dude got busy a couple of times. Do you think it's cool for your girl to go hit the same dude?
That really, I mean, it wouldn't matter to me. If that's something she chose to do.
Hey, it's different strokes for different folks.
Yeah, it is. But I've had guys, like, tried to holler at me, and they was my husband's best friend.
Oh, that's
bogus
as hell.
Yeah, that's different.
That's fucked up. That's bogus. Did you tell your husband?
No.
You should have told him, because them ain't his boys.
I mean, I knew I wouldn't have did it, but I still thought that was fucked up. You supposed to be his best friend.
But you didn't tell him to keep down the monster and the bullshit down.
Yeah, I didn't want to be the cause of...
I'll see you on that.
Mm-hmm.
But still, I don't know.
That's a two-way situation. Not with that, because if I did find out, yeah, I'd be mad. I'd be like, well, why the fuck you didn't tell me? But you know what I'm saying? In that situation, then I could also see that she like, okay, I'm trying to keep the peace. He probably go over there and fuck around and kill this boy. Then he in jail.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's a two-way street.
Right, but now my thing, like with time is like every motherfucker you meet can't nobody touch.
I mean, shit, me and my homeboy, like this one, we called her Skullduggery, and we called her Skullduggery for a reason. She has a real good head. He was getting hit. I mean, that's the only thing that she would do, is just get his dude hit. And she hit me up at a Walgreens one day. You know, I was right over. She did the same thing, shit to me. And me and him sitting here drinking a beer, and I'm like, hey, so let me tell you about the homegirl, you know, blah, blah, Skippy. He was like, what's her name? I was like, shit, I don't even know her real name. I just call her Skull. And then he was like, what's she look like? You know, I told her what she looked like or whatever. Like, hell no. Like, where she work at? Like, Walgreens. Like, get the fuck out of here. And we sat there and drank our beer. It was cool about it. Now, we no bullshit about it.
Well, that's because you didn't know, though.
Yeah. Hell, we still ran a game for a couple of weeks. She eventually thought, gee, I'm pretty sure she knew we was friends. She had to know we was friends.
But I'm saying you didn't know at the time it was going down. You know what I mean? This is
right,
like
right.
If we boys, I bring a female over to your crib, you know what I'm saying? And maybe a month down the line, I ain't fucking with her no more. And then you see her in the street, you already know I was fucking with her before. Would you still
try to
get
her? No, I'm going to bypass that. Now, if she came to me on, if she came to me on some bullshit, then, like I said, that's a two-way street. I don't know. I would and I wouldn't. That's two-way.
But that's my point, though. If you met her through me, you shouldn't try to hit. Especially if I'm already hitting it.
I mean, but, okay, so, I mean, all right, so I guess that'd be you pretty much just got feelings for everybody you run across.
It ain't about feelings. That's
I mean,
not,
come on,
like,
man.
Hold on,
no,
hold
on,
man.
Whoa.
Hold
on,
you ain't never been in that situation. You ain't never been in that situation like, hey, Tom, I'm like, man, this, oh, my God, she, that's the shit right there. Like, you ain't never
that
had a chick that's my homeboy. Was like, man, my boy can get this shit.
He has, trust me. Well, we got a new caller. Caller, what's happening?
Oh, not much. What's up with y'all?
Not much. Who might this be?
Lucius.
Lucius, what's up, baby?
I'm not. Just sit back, chilling, listening to y'all argue.
I mean, it's not
an
argument. It's the fact that some people just need to tell the truth. I mean, because I'm gonna put you out there. I didn't see you go at some people. So you really can't. Oh, you know what? Before I even get to put your ass on blast, we got another caller. Caller, what's happening?
Hello, hello. How's everybody?
All right, who might this be? Chris, what's happening?
What's going on? All
right, Chris, check this out.
Okay.
Is it all right if you and your girl, you meet a guy, right? You meet a guy, you wasn't feeling him. I mean, you know, or, you know, y'all might have went out some time in the past, and your girl started dating him. I mean, do you got a problem with that?
Nah, I wouldn't have a problem with that. If I wasn't feeling them, I wasn't feeling them. And good luck to her.
Let me ask you, I asked this question to Tyma. What if I came to you, dog? I mean, before it even kicked off, I came to you and told you, I like her, man. I like her, you know. Ain't nothing happened, man. I like her. I think she's feeling me. I'm feeling her. But I'm coming to you as a man to tell you this. I mean, do you still get mad at me?
If I wouldn't get mad at you, but I would let you know that shit wasn't cool. What if I want to go back later on?
But you
nah, I can't because now this is your woman.
It's not like you being stingy, bro.
Exactly. My point exactly. Thank you. I'm glad somebody. See, because had I said it, then it'd have been a big thing. I'm glad somebody else said it.
Oh, you
I'm just saying.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying, man. You being selfish.
Hey, high school females used to talk way too much, bro. It was like I was dating this one chick. She would go tell her homegirls how I was getting down. Then our own girls was trying to figure out what's the best way they can get down. And it was like, they was hitting me up on the sly. Now, me and the girl that was talking, whatever, she was telling all her chicks about me. We wasn't together no more. But she was cool with her girls coming towards me.
You know what? That leads to a good question. Should you go around talking about it?
No.
Yeah.
Nope.
Nope. Damn, they did that quick.
Hell
no. So wait a minute. None of y'all telling me y'all don't go to y'all girls and say, oh, girl, he got down.
Nobody
else
say no, that's bullshit.
If I go to my girl and tell her what's going down, she's nowhere near, meaning we're separate. Like, she's out of town. You don't do that and y'all hanging out all the time. You don't do that. You're raising curiosity. You bringing problems on yourself. So, I mean, you run your mouth. I mean, yeah, they're going to want to know what's going on with
you.
But men do that, too.
Yeah, men
do that same thing. Yeah, men do it more.
Women do it.
Yeah, men do it more than men women do.
Yeah, men do it.
No,
more.
I don't believe that. Now, I don't believe that. Women talk way more than men do.
Yeah, they do.
No,
not about that.
No, I think guys talk way more than women.
I'm gonna tell you something. I'm gonna tell you. This is what guys say. Dudes be like, "Yeah, man, I hit that." That's it. That's the end of the conversation. Women get into details.
Not when you got a best friend or somebody. Just like the same as women, when we have a best friend or somebody who we feel we close with, we just tell them a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. I can agree with that.
Mm-hmm. And it's the same as guys.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't even y'all lying about friend. It. My ex Boone Coon, that motherfucker, he knows some shit that most motherfuckers, I just wouldn't tell the next dude.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what?
True?
Yeah. I work with nothing but men, and y'all gossip way more than women.
That's
real talk.
Your line of work is different from everybody else's. they gotta talk.
Work
with the police. That's all they do is talk.
Oh, stop it!
Oh, fuck the police. That's what it is. Yeah, you right there, a bunch of snitches and all that shit. Right. Y'all talk way more than this normal motherfuckers do.
Oh, goodness. No, men keep it going way more than women. Y'all really do.
I mean, we might have exaggerated a little bit more, you know, but still, y'all still talk as much as men do. I see it's 60-40
But not about that. Yeah, not about that. Right.
We talk about other shit. We don't talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, in other words, wait a minute. I heard the conversations before, so.
You see, there's an unspoken rule with women, and we already know that, you know, you got some straight-up nasty, conniving women out there, so we already know how far to go. When you had a best friend, you know what you can share with her. And that's
nigga,
it.
Please.
Yes.
Thank you. That's a first-class
and
bullshit.
And you still only sharing so much with her.
That's real. We know what to share with another woman. Y'all just run off at the mouth.
Exactly.
Like I said, I mean, me personally, I'm sitting here, I'm listening to y'all, and I mean, in some cases, I can understand what Father Time said, but Tama, in some cases, you do tend to be a little selfish. Now, I feel like if I came to you and I told you this, I mean, you and her didn't have no type of relationship going. It never even panned out from the beginning. And, I mean, I came to you. Now, if I was behind your back sneaking around you, then, okay, I can understand you being mad. But if I came to you and I said it, you know what I'm saying? This ain't no baby mama. This ain't no relationship. This is motherfucker you just met. It just didn't work out.
Well, hey.
Look,
I just said,
fuck you. Fuck the plane you flew in on. Fuck them shoes. Fuck them socks with the bell on it. Fuck your gay-ass, fairy faggot accent. Fuck them cheap-ass cigars. Fuck your yuck-mouth teeth. Fuck your hair piece. Fuck your chocolate. Fuck Guy Ritchie. Fuck Prince William.
Oh,
fuck
man.
The queen. This is America. My president is black and my Lambo is blue. And if I see you in the street, I'm slapping the shit out.
Yeah, whatever.
If this is the same motherfucker, I can't understand it. That he always trying to get into a piece of the action.
Hey, you got a girl? She doing everybody if she come over here, right? But then he don't want to say nothing. That first thing come out of his mouth. First thing come out of his mouth.
She doing, everybody. She doing everybody.
Say what?
Motherfucker, that. You heard me. You doing everybody, dog?
This is my groove. Don't fuck with my groove, nigga. You understand what I'm telling you? I'm tired of you folks coming out with this bullshit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but at the end of the day,
do the dog, motherfucker.
Because you do it all the time.
I don't do that shit all the time, man.
So
let's get back on.
Man,
let's get back on the siblings. I want to know, is it cool to date your siblings? Hey, okay, let's say, all right, let's say my brother locked up, and his ex girl come over here approaching me. Is that cool?
Nope.
It ain't cool, right?
No.
That ain't cool. That's not cool.
Now, okay, now what if I write my brother and tell him, and he say it's cool?
If he say it's cool, then sure, that's when you gotta have that self judgment. Do you really want that problem or not?
No, that shit still ain't cool. I just don't agree with that. I don't think you should mess with nobody that...
Man, this sounds like some old living to society Pernell locked up and you trying to hit what's the name.
It's the same thing, but still, though.
Yeah, that's...
I think if she has sex with your friend, you should fuck with her. Unless it's a group thing. Other than
there
that,
you go. Always trying to get his ass in there some type of way. Always trying to get his ass in there some type of way.
That's if it's a group thing,
that dude.
But if it's one-on-one, come on, man.
Fuck my baby mom. Bad conscience of doing it one-on-one, but if it's a group thing, you're fine.
It's cool, then.
That's the same shit. You just
No, but what about when it don't necessarily be a group thing, but you done interjected yourself into it?
That's because you're a group.
No, we not in no group, motherfucker. We just in your house. You know how you got your fucked up rules. It's in my house, man. She got to give me a piece. Fuck that.
Yeah, right. How you going to come fucking my house and I don't get none?
Oh,
what part of the game is that? That ain't part of the game.
Messed up.
I rest
so
my
you
case.
Your home, so you say your home
the
boy got no place to smash it.
Yeah, stop fucking with that shit. Not fucking with Father Time, you don't.
Yeah, no, you got to sell that shit. You're going to come over here getting on it. I'm sitting in the back room listening. You got me fucked up.
Thanks.
Okay. I didn't have to jack up enough. Listen,
hold on. But everybody said I was just so doggish for leaving him in the rooms and all that stuff. So, you see my point?
That wasn't my crib, though. That wasn't in my crib.
Thank God it wasn't.
The difference when it's in my crib.
Oh,
fuck that, man. I'm sitting back listening to all the motherfuckers fuck. I'm in the bathroom jacking off. Fuck that.
Oh man. Well, you want to come back, you
piece. What's that?
I think you're supposed to find your piece.
Yeah, right, she's right there in the living room.
No, that ain't yours.
Oh, Jesus.
Everybody that know me know the rules. So you know if you bring over here, you got to share.
Oh, that is messed up.
That's bad.
Yeah, it is. That's messed up.
We have to negotiate on some of that rules, bro.
Exactly.
No, it's not negotiable, man.
Y'all think he's lying. Why you think nobody go to his site?
Yeah, he go Father Time out. Nah, that's all right. That's all right. That motherfucker be tripping.
That is too funny.
Right. Hey.
Okay, so then let's say then if Father Time took a girl to one of y'all, so then do he have to share? Because since that's the relationship.
No. He don't believe in that. He don't believe in sharing. No, no, hell no. Oh man, what the fuck you talking about, man? No, man, you. I swear, you would be like, hey man, what's up? Hey, can we get in?
Motherfuck you, man. You possum face motherfucker.
That first thing he hollered, man. What the fuck you talking about?
Hey man, you ain't on the team, man. I'm stuck.
Hold up! What is this shit? He ain't on the team. He ain't even a fucking uniform.
So basically what you're saying is that you take a chick over there and make sure she got a twin for the other one, right?
There you go.
I mean, see, if she ain't sharing, then don't come by yourself.
Well, that's supposed to have been part of the rule anyway. I always bring a friend, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, you should.
Okay, you like, all right, man. I ain't got no place to take her right now, man. This your homie. Hey, man, what's up? Can I bring her through there? But now it's cool for him to say it, but can't nobody else do it. Come on, man. That's just a selfish motherfucker.
You say he be running out the room with a rubber on, talking about he's ready to.
Recognize the G in me, nigga.
Oh, good. I got issues.
I disagree. I totally disagree. I ain't like that, y'all. Don't believe the hype.
Yeah, all right.
I
bring one of y'all.
I ain't brothers just annoying you forever, so I mean.
Let me bring one of y'all over there. Y'all see what it is.
Oh, goodness.
Lord forbid if I brought Jadine over that. As much as he done jacked off to them pictures, I can see him now. you, hey, bro. What's up? Oh, y'all, we got a new caller. Caller, what's happening?
Hey, y'all.
What's going on? Who is this?
I'm Shine.
Shine? Oh, shit. What's happening?
Chili.
You ain't called in the month of Sunday.
I know, right? What's up, stranger?
We chilling. All right, well, check this out, Shine. Let me ask you. All right, you and your sibling, you know, let's just say, for instance, it's somebody that she wants to fuck with or somebody she talked to, and she wasn't feeling them. They wasn't feeling each other. Well, somewhere down the line, you and this person, y'all made a connection. Do you feel it's okay for you to talk to that guy?
I mean, if they were never in no... You know what I mean? No type of relationship, of course. Why not? If we feeling each other, yeah, why not?
Okay. So, I mean, vice versa with her, too?
I mean, this is like where y'all ain't feeling each other, y'all ain't never, like, had sex or nothing, or you know what I mean?
Okay, well, what
don't bullshit
if they did have sex once? What if they did have sex?
That might be different.
I mean, but that's just what it was. It was just sex. It was just, hey, they had sex. They just wasn't feeling each other.
Right. I don't know. No. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know.
Okay, so in your eyes, sex is the deal breaker. But long they had sex.
Right, because it's like a cold thing, you know what I mean? Just, no, you don't.
I ain't the only person thinking about it.
Now, hold on now. Let me ask y'all a question. Because it's something me and my man talked about earlier today, too. Now, I'm going to go down the line. I'm going to ask everybody the same question. Just say yes or no. All right? All right, wait a little. Is it cool for a female to just show up at your crib without calling?
Hell no.
Oh. No, hold on. Get a whole fucking scenario. No half-ass it.
Okay, let's say y'all in a relationship. It's your girl.
Yeah.
Is it cool for your girl to show up without calling?
Hell no.
A woman, right?
Huh?
She need to call first, right?
Yeah, period.
Okay, all right. Janine, is it cool for your boyfriend to just show up at your crib without calling?
Yeah, if he my guy.
Okay. All right. Lucius?
Yeah?
He needs to call or he can just show up?
If it's my guy, he can just show up.
Okay. Chris?
He's my guy. He can show up.
Sean?
Yeah, he can show up.
That's some bullshit. Waylo?
I apologize for my outburst.
You a dog, Waylo. I don't believe nothing they just said. But I believe you, dog.
Dog, I mean, it's the truth.
No,
dude, if this your... Now, Waylo, real talk, you really going to make... Waylo, you going to make your woman call before she come?
I mean, if I was on my way to her crib, even if we was in a relationship and that's the only person I was fucking with and I wasn't fucking with nobody else, I still have respect to call, period.
Thank you.
Hey, well, hey.
Shit, I got to call my mama and tell her I'm coming over. Shit, I just can't pop up with my mom.
See, he got issues.
Mama might be doing something she don't want me to see him.
I think when you in a relationship and y'all get that understanding, then you shouldn't have to call. I can be courteous enough to let you know I'm on my way, but at the drop of a hat, if I'm going to show up, I'm going to show up.
Now,
sure,
where you at? Hey, if you at the crib, okay, I'm on my way. You know what I'm saying? But overall, or you just like, well, I mean, if we're in a relationship, dog, you ain't got to call.
Right.
Yeah, pretty much. The only reason why a call is usually needed is because you want to make sure the person at home. But other than that.
Exactly. I mean, but just for the simple fact, I know you there. I just got off the phone with you. And shit. I'm finna make this run right quick. You know what I'm saying? I'm right by your house. Well, oh, wait a minute. Let me call to make sure it's okay. If I got a call to make sure it's okay, then no, we're not in no relationship.
Right, that means
I'm
other people
saying,
are dicking around.
Nah, it don't mean that you're dicking around. To me, that's just a sign of respect that you let somebody know that you're coming to their crib, whether y'all in a relationship or not. Hell, you
but
might
see,
not want to see that motherfucker today.
Come on now, Waylo. Y'all want to
see.
You really going to say that to your girl? I don't want to see you today.
No, come on, you ain't gonna come out right in their face and no shit like that. I'm just saying, you just get off of work, you don't work 12 hours, they just pop up and you trying to sleep.
Alright, it's a simple scenario. Alright, but I'm in here sleep. I mean, okay, but just to be like, oh, why the fuck you? No, you should have called this motherfucker. Come on, man. Now, you gotta feel like, man, come on. Now, call me. Normally, this would be me. This would be his argument, but come on, man. That's just one I can't even agree with.
This is so
different.
You show up in my crib unannounced, then I ain't gonna open the door for your ass.
Okay, well, not.
And I got a camera on my front door, so I'll be looking right at you, waiting on your ass to call.
Oh,
damn. No way, love. That's real fucked up.
I'll be sitting right here looking at you.
You in a relationship now, Waylo?
No.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Understood.
All right, there you go.
Fucked up. I ain't in a relationship. I choose not to be right now.
What does him not being in a relationship got to do with it? I mean, that type of answer is like, you know, somebody that's really feeling you like that and y'all in a relationship, if she got a call, man, she'll be like, man, this is some bull. I mean, you're supposed to be my guy. Well, I got to call you before I come over. That's crazy.
Let me ask you this: you just meet this dude, y'all just dating, y'all you know in a relationship, but y'all just started off dating and shit.
You got the
monthly drawers and all your bras and stuff hanging up in the bathroom and shit, and you got all your woman stuff everywhere, and it's all fucked up. You don't want him to see your crib dirty, right? So you want him to call before he got over there, right?
Just starting off, yeah.
So what's the difference?
Okay. All right, Waylo, I hear what you said. But now, what about if y'all done been through that whole, y'all done been through that period now? Y'all done been through that period where he done seen you with your wig on, you know what I'm saying? He done seen you for what you are, and, hey, he accepted. She done seen you. She done seen you with your toenails not clipped, and you know what I'm saying? She accepts it.
But
not
but
all of that
call.
All right, well, that's why you single.
That's just me. No, that ain't why I'm single. Trust me.
You talking to me, man.
You talking to me.
I was saying, y'all put too many rules on the game, man. I'm kind of surprised at you, man. You seem like you more the type that you can handle a situation like that.
Yeah, I can handle the situation. That's just, like, my lady friend, she'll call me. She's like, hey, what you doing? I'm like, I ain't doing shit. I'm like, what's up? Like, I'm about to fall through. Like, all right, I'll be looking for you. Now, she just showed up at my door, and I don't know that she coming. Then maybe I got some shit out in my liver or my water to see. Or maybe y'all.
I
don't like nobody at my crib without my shit being clean. That's just where I am.
Can I ask a question?
What's up?
So, for the guy, so if you call your girl, so you saying you would do the same for her, you would call her and ask her before you come over, right?
I didn't call her ask her. I call her and let her know I'm on my way.
What if she say, no, nah, that's all right? Would you be offended?
Oh, good. I'll turn around and kill my ass somewhere else. All right, now, Waylo, I understand that. I understand. I'm not saying you wouldn't, but that wouldn't be a blow to your ego at all. Come on, man. You'd be mad than a motherfucker. I ain't going to sit here and lie. And say, hello? Wait a minute. Hold on. What you say? I said that... Nah, I don't feel like being bothered. You don't feel like being bothered.
If you're giving us the option.
I agree. I'm on your side on this. I agree with you wholeheartedly. And I ain't going to sit here and lie and be like, oh, shit, it ain't going to bother me. I'm going to tell you.
Hey, bitch, come here. Got your motherfucking man. Come here.
You don't feel like being bothered. No, and Waylo, I hear you, and my anger and pride will make me go someplace else, but I ain't going to even lie to you. The whole time I'm someplace else, I'm going to be like, this shit, I couldn't come over.
And it's going to be exactly that, this bitch.
I'm not, this is Sin City. I'm going to keep it real with y'all. I'm not going to even lie to you. You mad? Hey, old girl could be like, baby, what's wrong? Nothing, man. You know what? Hey, I'm going to, let me run to the stove. I'm getting in the car and I'm getting on the phone. So, bitch, who you got over there?
See, now why you gonna call over there and ask her who she got over there? You somewhere else on
earth? We in a relationship, goddammit. All right, we in a relationship.
They in a relationship.
No, see, that was the question. Like I said, we're in a relationship.
Yeah, we in a relationship.
Hell no.
We in a relationship.
Your front door down if we in a relationship.
Hey, see, that's my... Now, come on now. And Tom, I can hear you now. I can hear you now.
Fuck you think you're talking to, man? You ain't the motherfucking man no more. I'm the one.
He's talking right there. What is he talking to? I mean,
that's a little different. I would be upset too. I ain't gonna even lie.
But that's what I'm saying. But y'all saying we gotta call y'all. We in a relationship. What's the difference? That's why I'm not understanding. What's the difference?
No. You said if I call it and then you say no, I don't want you to come over. That's different.
Yeah, y'all might say that. Y'all might say y'all house dirty or whatever. Y'all reason might be. Oh, but we can't say that.
Hey, if you call first, I'm like, oh,
she's silent.
If she called me and she was like, all right, I'm on my way over. My shit fucked up. All right, give me 30 minutes to fall through. That's what I say. I ain't going to tell you not to come over because I'm on some bullshit. Hey, just give me some time to get my shit together.
Why we got to be on some bullshit? Maybe we just tired today. We had a long day at work. We don't want to see your face today.
Yeah, we just worked 12 hours or 15 hours.
Hey, fellas, they got y'all on this one. They got y'all on this one.
Yeah, man. I just worked 16 hours. I did a double shift. I'm tired. I need to get some sleep. I don't want to be bothered right now.
Exactly.
I do the same shit. I work 16 or 17 hours a day. And your ass just pop up at my crib, oh, be quiet.
That's what you're going to tell me no, because I'm shooting up your fucking crib. And I hope I get both of y'all ass.
You going to do a drive-by,
ain't
dog?
Ain't nobody over there.
I don't understand this.
Yes, they deserve to die, and I hope they burn in hell.
Oh, man. I mean, if I call you and you say, no, you can't come over, shit, something's going on.
Yeah.
Something's up. I want to know what's up. I'm going to show up any motherfucking way.
Well, maybe we just didn't like your attitude that day.
Yeah.
I mean, because y'all could be moody, too. So you called me and you had an attitude earlier. Now you want to come over? No, I don't think so.
That's because when I called you, I'm explaining you to the fucked up day I had. Maybe I need some cuddle time. You know what I'm saying? I'm calling you talking about, you know, man, they fuck with me at work. These my police pull me over, man. I'm tired as a motherfucker. I'm about to come over there. You already know I had a bad ass day.
Oh, goodness.
You should be like, come on, baby.
Well, you know what?
You just called her and let you know that you were coming over there, though.
Right. I'm going to call first.
Come here.
Oh, goodness. So why get all that static about calling first?
Who? I lost you, Waylo. What you mean?
You just said that you would call and say you just had a bad day and you called to see if you could come over there and shit.
See if I come over. I'm calling to say I'm on my way over there.
Right.
Just giving you a heads up. I'm about to come through.
But if you tell me,
I don't want to see you today or something like that, you know, I'm tired, I got a headache or whatever, that's some bullshit. That's all I'm saying.
But that's you just said it.
Something's going on.
Oh, goodness.
I want to know what's going on. Fuck that. That's all I'm saying. All
right.
Everybody should call first. Phone first. Like E.T. say, phone first. Don't just show up.
But now you call first, you get that answer you don't want to hear. So what you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to fuck over there and see what's going on. Something's going on.
So you ain't. So what you're saying is that you ain't gonna respect her wishes, but you want her to respect yours.
But I would never tell her that.
Oh, wow.
If she called and say I'm on my way, I'd be like, all right, come on. I wouldn't say, I got a headache.
Okay, so what's the difference? All right, now, this is what I'm trying to understand. You're not going to tell her no, so what's the difference on her calling and not calling?
Yes.
It's respect.
Yes.
Just show me a little respect and call me first.
Get the fuck out of here,
respect.
Man.
Come on, man. I mean, let's be real.
Nigga, you bullshitting.
Don't nobody want nobody just showing up at their crib, whether you're in a relationship or not.
That's not bullshit. True.
So you wouldn't get them a key then? 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 So you
6:30 in the morning to give me a pamphlet. I ain't gonna be nice to you when I come to the door. I'm sorry.
Oh, that mean y'all wouldn't give y'all women a key?
Hell no.
Oh, man.
My mama ain't even got a key.
So y'all in a serious relationship, and y'all would, so y'all wouldn't expect us to give y'all the key either then, right?
A serious relationship is different.
Okay.
Man, if we ain't married,
I give you a key, but I ain't gonna give you a long time. All right,
come on. Now y'all gotta break this one down, cause hey, I'm on y'all side tonight, ladies. I know I'm always against y'all a lot, but I'm rolling with y'all tonight. Now, come on now, fellas, break that down. Now, Simon, you said hell no, but you wouldn't want a key to her house neither.
Yeah, I want a key.
Don't mean she get a key to my crib.
You live by double standards. See, you like, you on a power trip is what you are.
Oh,
this
wow.
This is all about control. No,
But I'm afraid this city life is a bit too much for you. I shall not leave back to the country.
Look, if we don't live together, there's no reason for you to have a key to my crib. We don't live together.
Well, why
do
you need a key
to
her?
Have a key to my crib.
Okay, well,
why
then
you
should have
a key
to my crib.
Why shouldn't I?
Don't. Because you're going to call first anyway, so what do you need a key?
That's right.
No, but if all you're doing is better, I'm outside. I'm about to come in.
Okay. So you just doing some shit you shouldn't be doing. You ain't. You got to call first. You can't get nobody
power.
Can't have no key. That's power. That's a power.
My mama don't have a key.
That's your mama though. Your mama ain't got a damn thing.
Just think about it though. If my mama
that
don't have a key,
what
makes another one think she gonna get a key?
Okay,
you know,
my
mama got a key, but
yeah,
she still called me before she comes.
But hold on, is mama gonna come over there and clean up for you? Is mama gonna come over there and cook for you?
You need to go to bed.
No, she not. But I'll go to her
crib.
Okay,
but see, that's the difference. That's the difference. When you have a woman, she's there to help you get everything straight. So she can't have a key? Because mama don't have a key, but mama ain't the one doing all of this for you. I am.
What you need
exactly.
A key for?
She might want to surprise you. Maybe be waiting at home for you. Something. It could be anything.
How you gonna surprise me when you're supposed to call first anyway?
There you go. With that caller, she could surprise you with gifts in your apartment while you at work. Doing
a
little nice,
waiting
nice you'll never give a woman that opportunity to do anything nice for you because she got a call first.
I mean, what's wrong with that? I don't see anything wrong with it. I think that's just respect. You know what I'm saying? You got to respect me to call first. Just like I'll do the same thing for you.
It just sounds like a power trip with you, though.
No, it's not.
What? And shit. Damn, girl, how long you been doing him?
You could call my phone first if you want to. You better try to keep me on my toes. You can let me know you gonna call first if you want to.
And see that's exactly what I'm talking about.
Oh, shit.
You know what I'm talking about. See? Can't win for losing with y'all.
That was funny.
I swear.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, how about we go into a song or something? Let me see what I got on here. Let me go into some old school if I can find it. Nope, I can't find it. So, all right, y'all, we'll be right back.
All right.
That girl never wanna give me no pussy. Then I came up on all this money. And I can shake her ass every time I walk by. I couldn't help but to bend that
look
ass.
Look at you, girl. Light brown, ass round. Feel like a nigga chasing down a rebound. It's bouncing like a basketball if you got no ass at all. Sorry, girl, but you won't make the casting call. Skinny bitches need to find that nutritious shit that make your ass so thick and delicious. Is it the food or is it the water that make your daughter wanna show what mama taught her? Come here. Let me whisper in your ear. Tell you all that bullshit that you wanna hear. You probably hate my fucking guts in a year, but right about now, you like a nigga style, huh? How I talk, how I smell, how I smile, how I think, how I fuck, how I grab. Fuck with me, you get your meat and your vegetables. Fuck with him, you get a fucking metrosexual. You want a man stronger than you, not a motherfucker in the mirror longer than you. Break a nail in his punk ass looking for glue. You want a nigga with a hard dick looking at you. Looking at you.
No matter where we at, no matter what we in, call. I get the job done, show me the clock, I'm punching in. I keep them so pretty, hair, nails, toes pretty. Victoria's Secret, La Perla, Hello Kitty. Call me anytime, anytime, girl, I'm up late. Call me while you working, I come scoop you on your lunch break. I lay her down like rose petals. She scream my name in a voice.
That girl used
to
never
want to
give me no pussy. It's a problem. And I could never ever figure out why.
Then what?
Then I came up on all this money.
Jones.
And I could shake her ass every time I walk by.
It's a problem.
I couldn't help but to bend that ass over.
So as I zoom on, blowing smoke to get you down to her perfume on. I'm trying to make a home with these designs so I don't look suspicious. Check the cell phone, erase all the pictures. Lady got me twisted, deleted text mail. I need to slow down, breathe, exhale. I crafted in my house like I'm on Excel. I was almost in my bed till she beat the next step.
Yeah, I can't find you, the best, ain't no competition.
Yeah, all right. All of us going to be tight. Everybody going to stop at that second car, get a little quick breath, a little quick rest, and start running again. Let me ask you a question, Chris.
Go ahead.
I got pulled over yesterday right for speeding.
Okay.
Why is the first question the police ask you is, did you see me? His first question was me was, did you see me? No, I didn't see you, motherfucker. I would have slowed the fuck down. Why is that the first question they ask you? Did you see me? Did you see me on the bridge?
Because he must have been in an obvious location and you weren't paying attention.
No, I didn't even see the motherfucker. I ain't going to even lie.
Right, you weren't paying attention. So that's why you're like, well, was it just straight up disrespect or you didn't see me? Which one was it?
Oh, okay. All right. I got you.
I ain't got no question, but I gotta let this be known. I'm sorry, and I know, hey, Chris, this is no shout out to you, but the police in Indianapolis ain't shit. Let me tell you what happened, man. I got accused. I'm at work. I got accused of stealing the motherfucker's army bag. Motherfuckers stanking drawers and stanking ass socks. What the fuck am I going to steal an army bag for?
So what they
I don't know.
Dude, the motherfucker police, he checked every... Now, look, they got on the radio. They said that a bag came up missing, right? I'm at my work area. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking around. Y'all don't know, I work in the airport, so, you know, security's everywhere. You know, they got security, they got cameras everywhere. So I'm in my little workstation, I'm minding my own business, I ain't doing nothing. I'm coming out my little workstation, dude bombards the door like, hey, I need to get in here. All right, man, damn, come on. Well, something came up missing. I'm like, okay, well, what? He's like, you got a green bag? I ain't got no damn green bag. Motherfucker say, well, a green bag came up missing. And then they get on the radio, they say, well, a male took it, a male with a some type of card. So I'm like, okay. He's like, well, who worked down here? I said, me and this other guy. Now, take your mind, the other guy, this old white guy named Dennis. I'm going to call his name out. Old white guy named Dennis. Do you know that motherfucker never said two words to Dennis? Never said two words to the motherfucker. But these motherfuckers all up in my shit. You hear me? And then they got on the radio and said it was a male that took it. Come to find out it was a female that took it by accident. I said, now I look like a white lady.
But was it at a different police agency?
Nah, this was, it wasn't the TSA. This was the fucking police.
I know, wasn't it airport police?
That shit, ain't all y'all under the same umbrella?
No.
Right, that's what you work for.
I work for the Metro.
Gang in blue.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I mean, motherfuckers, no, they no, and that's all. I mean, you should have seen the looks that he was giving me, dog. I mean, he was giving me these, and then when they said, he was like, and he looked me dead in my eyes, man, and said, "Well, we got it on tape. We got the guy on tape. Take me to go see this tape. Take me to go see this tape right now. If that's me on this tape, I will apologize. Y'all can arrest me. Do whatever the fuck it is y'all gonna do." And it's a fucking white woman. Ain't that a bitch?
But you did it by mistake, huh?
Po-po knocking at your door. Man, I was
a fire last shit, man.
Yeah, that's a different agency.
It was just like I was in Tennessee sitting at the bar,
and a Tennessee police came in there talking about we need to see your ID. I was like, for what? Like, you fit the description. I was like, well, what's the description? He was like, khaki shorts and a black shirt. I was like, well, I guarantee you ain't nobody in the state of Tennessee got on this shirt, because I had on my Hoosier Boy shirt. He's like, well, we still need to see your ID. I was like, well, sir, I've been sitting at the bar since 3 o'clock. It's 8 o'clock. So it's only one black dude in this bar, which was me. They didn't go to nobody else but me when they first came through the door.
How the hell was you able to still talk after 5 hours of sitting at the bar?
And let's just say I can drink a lot. I'm ex-military, man.
Fuck out somewhere.
He's ex-military.
That's the bar. I'm I've been at the bar for 5 hours, motherfucker. I ain't been nowhere.
BK right here.
Don't you sell these goddamn bottles in front of me?
You know what I'm saying? Ask the bartender. That's my witness right there.
Right.
But enough about the police, man. Them motherfuckers, boy.
Man, they ain't about the right.
I ain't see you, motherfucker. You saw me, apparently. I ain't see you. I'm about to tell you how to slow down. It's just a dumb question to me.
Oh, hey, you still got Sean over here, Sean. What's happening?
Hey, I'm here.
Oh, I ain't living up with you. I ain't nobody heard from you in a minute.
Because, you know, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Taking care of business, that's all. But I did think about y'all tonight. I'm like, wait a minute. Let me go ahead and call the show. It's been a minute.
I'm like, let me see if Father turns still be talking shit, and what do you know? Wow. Still talking shit. That ain't changed. Still at it. Still at it, huh? Wow. Still at it. He always gonna be the one to disagree with everybody else. Hey, wow. Y'all know how he is, man. He got issues. I know. Still.
Fuck all y'all.
Dang, I ain't say I ain't love him no more. Dang.
Why is it like that, man?
Why is it time?
Yes, ma'am.
Why you gotta be so dang on me?
What you mean? I'm not mean.
Yes, you are.
I'm a nice guy.
Shit.
Really?
Okay.
Oh, man, everybody.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
I am not mean at all.
Okay.
I'm the nicest guy in the world. You better ask somebody.
Nah, nice guys don't tell females you give me a key to your crib, but you damn sure ain't getting one of mine.
Well, when we get married, you get a key.
No, I just say you challenged.
I ain't got time to be changing my locks and shit because we have arguments.
Well, you messing with the wrong one.
Exactly. So to ensure my safety, when I sleep at night, I ain't got to worry about no motherfucker pouring no hot grits on me or no shit like that.
Don't do nothing. You must do a lot of fucking up. Right.
For real. You must do a lot of fucking up in your relationships, man. Hey, you be on it, dog. You like, motherfucker ain't gonna do this to me, motherfucker ain't gonna do that. Why do people want to do so much shit to you in a relationship?
Right.
I don't know, man.
And kiss my ass.
I don't be fucking up, man. I'm perfect.
Yes,
you are. Oh, my goodness.
I'm perfection. Those perfect people don't fuck up. You know what I mean?
I hate you, it's
not my fault, man. It's my mother's fault, man. She
what?
Had perfection.
He said it was his mother's fault.
That is so sad. So sad.
What's sad about that?
I just don't want to talk about it anymore. Father time. You just make me angry.
I make you angry?
Yeah, you be saying crazy stuff.
I never liked you anyway. Pretty
yeah.
Nice fucker.
Oh, no. Okay, well, back to you then now.
No, I'm just playing.
Nah, too
I'm
late.
Just kidding.
Nah, too late.
You didn't call the show enough, you know.
No. I don't even know you anymore. What's your name?
Come on now, man. Don't be like that.
What's your name?
My name is...
Cass. What's that dude's name that you on the show with? What's his name?
Oh, no, I don't fuck with that cat.
Huh?
I don't fuck with that cat.
Oh, okay. I feel you. I bet. I see why.
I think I know what he want to tell you, though.
I'm Rick James, bitch. It's a celebration, bitch.
Goodness. That was crazy, man.
Well, that's why I love this show, man. Just sit back and have a good ass time. Everybody forget about their problems for an hour and a half and focus all that anger on me. I love it.
All right, but now hold up, dog. We got to take the attention off of you. We got to ask Chris, did she set the trap?
Yeah, no, Chris ain't set no trap.
No, I did not set the trap. No. Hell no.
And why did you set the trap, Chris?
Because you don't do that to somebody you care about.
All right, well, Sean, let me ask you. Sean, you got any brothers? Well, play brothers?
Yeah, something like that.
Have any of them tried to fuck you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. The defense rests.
Yeah, I mean, it's the truth. They try, yeah.
I mean, I ain't saying you did, but I'm just saying they did try. That play brother shit, at some point
it
in
like,
time.
It like wore off. It like, I guess because, you know, back then when we was playing, you know, we started the play brother and play sister, you know, I was like,
No. I'm talking about, you know, once you got older, you know, that guy that's, you know, always hanging
yeah.
around you saying you just like his sister now.
Right. Yep, I had, yeah. Sure have.
That play brother shit played the fuck out, huh?
Right.
First
I still say it don't necessarily play out. It's just you don't be that close to those that you call that. Because I have one that I call that, but I'm not around him like Chris is around hers.
Right.
I see mine like I see my real brother. So I ain't hanging out with him.
And you know what? I thought about what you said, too, on that part. Because, see, my real brother and I, we could be on the phone for hours. We can go hang out with each other, you know, and joking and laughing the entire time. But that's my personality and my brother's personality, you know.
Right. I do that with my brother, too, but it's not on a regular basis. Like,
yeah,
you know,
right.
My brother come over, he'll sit, he'll fall asleep, and we'll chill, watch football games and everything else. Same
mm-hmm.
thing with my boy brother. But the thing is, it's not on a regular occurrence. And
right.
I don't have keys to my play brother. I don't have keys to my real brother or my play brother's crib. You do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do.
That's what I'm
yeah,
saying.
I do.
That's a little too close. That's all I'm saying.
That's why, because she going to go over
y'all
there
just,
one day.
Y'all just doing too much.
She going to go over there tipsy one day. And he ain't going to get
nope.
been drinking, having fun.
I'll call her first. She ain't going to call neither.
I don't, you know what, I don't call.
See, you gotta
get on. Hey, she don't doze off, and
She gonna wake up, and when she wake up, she gonna feel that thrust upon her.
No, no, you going too far, Cass.
Like oh, I thought that's what you wanted. I thought when you laid down like that, I'm sorry. Was I wrong?
Cass, you done went too far. No.
He the one who gonna go too far.
Mm-mm. It ain't like that.
All right. Well, like I said, until you set the trap, you ain't gonna get me to believe.
I told you that I ain't gonna do.
Hey, I saw your little comment on the site. What do you mean by your dirty little pleasures?
I didn't say dirty. I said guilty pleasure.
Oh.
It's a guilty pleasure.
What do you mean by your guilty little pleasure?
The show is, you know, it's a way to, like you guys just said, a way to, you know, relax and just get your mind off of everything else. Enjoy the conversation and keep it moving.
Works for me.
All right, now, all bullshit aside, Chris. Did you
okay.
not? I mean, I know you thought about it when you got over there. I know you thought about it. I know you had to think about it. At one point in time from last week to now.
Y'all devilish voices was in my head. I will say that much. But
So you mean to tell me you ain't see now one thing to make you say, yeah, he might try it.
No, because we don't look at each other like that. That's my brother. It's my brother. That's it. That's it. I told you, I go over there. I go hug his wife, you know, hang out with her. Yeah, he is. But I'm saying prior to that.
Mm-hmm. That's why they're getting a damn divorce.
Wait a minute, I missed that. What was that?
Hell, oh, nothing.
I missed it. I'm going to have to play that back on the internet.
Yep, it's
archived. She over here hugging on me, but she laying up. Boy, I bet you she ever caught you in the bed over there just sitting there talking about, oh, we just watching TV. What do you think she going to say?
I mean, she knows. She knows. I mean, now, see, when you say in the bed, don't make it sound like folks stretched out all across the bed together. No, it ain't like that.
Well, I mean, you said y'all be in the bed.
But not like that.
Let me ask you a question. All right, guy got the key to the crib, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, let's say you in the crib by yourself.
Okay.
Kind of late. You know, you're a little bit horny. You got your toys out. He walk in. What do you do? You tell him to join you?
Hell,
I mean, he walk
no.
in. He see you. You see him. You know what I'm saying? You all in the moment. You in that. You got that passion going. And he right
no.
there.
No. Hell no. Mm-mm. It's like, dude, no. You can't.
That motherfucker gonna walk in.
Thank you,
now. He got that music gonna hit in his head. Hey, it's a rap after that.
He gonna have that porn music playing in his head as soon as he go in.
Hell yeah.
Mm-mm, a little sugar. Take the freshness out of it.
Hey, he walking there, she 10 toes up, just going to town on herself.
That nigga go, hey, all he gonna be here.
This is the routine. When he walk in my house, this is the routine. Chris, don't shoot. It's me, your brother. Don't shoot. That's his routine.
Mm-hmm.
So it ain't, no, nothing like that. Pull a brown sugar in there.
Yeah, he gonna say it that day too. I said, if you ain't hear me, Chris, it's me. Don't shoot.
Yeah, I'll take
you too far. I'm just wondering. I mean, he caught you in the mood and everything.
Nah, it wasn't he. Nah, because he gonna come in hollering, don't shoot, so.
Well, I'm going to tell all y'all, I come in now. It's weird.
Well,
we
back.
He's cat fools in his vinegar.
Hey,
we know you.
They're right. Shit.
And that's why your wife would never let you have a sister, because she know the real deal with you.
Well, whatever. I'm going to tell you what. And you saying no, what? You better leave. What you doing?
Say what again? Say what again? I dare you. I double dare you, motherfucker. Say what one more goddamn time.
Now, let motherfucking ass die. Goddamn. Hey. Still get, hey, on that baby boy, Snoop Dogg, I'm tired of playing with your ass. That damn piss back. I should sit your ass down. Let me quit.
Please do. Please do. Because you know what happened last week. Please do.
What happened last week?
She was scared to take that motherfucking witch call. She was scared to take that damn test. She knew it.
Man, whatever. No, you just don't do that to people you care about. Real talk. You don't do that.
Okay, well, let's just go. Right, I'm going to start. Janine, let me ask you. Don't you think she needs to take steps?
Hello.
Maybe she just knows what's going to happen.
No, I'm saying maybe she's scared. Dude gonna put it on her.
Oh,
she gonna end up being another dude.
No, that I ain't worried about.
You already, nigga, what did we say last week? We already know it's gonna happen.
Y'all are sick.
Hey, wait for it. There you go.
Y'all are wrong.
Oh, boy.
That's a good one.
Man, everybody already know, man. Hey, but
well,
we need to get this we need to get this chat room back up with again.
On the regular site, right?
Yeah, on the SandCity.Squeeze.com. We need to get this chat room back up with again, y'all.
Oh, I had to confirm. I think I'm ready to do that now.
Venom, everybody that got on there.
Okay.
What you think, Tom?
Shit, let's get that motherfucker back and jumping, man.
Oh, I'll say, man.
We got to that motherfucker, boy. All
right. We ain't had no live show since butter.
Right.
What about it?
I have no idea. But, hey, remember when, hey, old boy did not want to get out that camera.
No, he didn't.
That motherfucker was fucking looking dead at the camera. He didn't look at her not one time.
Hello. Yeah, he had it going on. He was like, okay, what's that? This is live. Motherfucker's actually watching me. Watch me. Straight up, man. He was getting his fuck on looking straight at the camera.
That motherfucker did not take his eyes off that camera at all. She called herself riding the shit out of him too. That motherfucker looking straight at the camera.
Right.
Okay. And he was like, hide your name.
Yeah, we gotta get the chat room jumping back again.
What y'all talking about? What I miss?
I don't know. Where you been?
I told you I was taking care of business.
You done missed a lot there.
I know, right?
Like I said, we trying to get the chat room back jumping.
Right. Who want to go in the chat room tonight after the show? SinCity.Cruise.com.
I can't do it tonight. You said it's hot, right?
You said what now?
That I can't do it tonight. I have something to do.
I should stop and get some steak and do this.
When y'all trying to? When y'all starting it?
At the end of the show.
I won't be able to. I gotta get ready for work.
That's all right. That's all right. We doing it tomorrow too.
I'll probably be on that tomorrow.
So everybody need to get on.
Okay.
Soon as y'all get
on or not tonight, no?
What's that, Joe?
I said, is it on or no tonight?
Yeah, we can get in there. You down to get in the room, dog?
I got no problem with it, homie.
Let's make it happen. Get my cheap ass camera. I might have to do some typing. My speaker's all fucked up. Yeah, you get what you pay for.
Uh-oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Well, check it out, y'all. We come to the end of the show. End of the show. I don't want them to cut us off again.
Alrighty.
So, Sean, you got any last words for us?
My last words is I'll be hollering at y'all more often. And hopefully next time I call, Father Tam will have some attitude adjustment.
Say it again. Say something else. Oh, say something else. Say something else, nigga. And he gave me his key to his crib.
Uh-oh.
Right. Chris, you got any last words?
Nope, it's been a pleasure, as usual.
thanks for putting that pick up too. We greatly appreciate that.
Yeah, for sure. Lucius, you got any last words for us?
Just been fun hanging out. Talk to y'all tomorrow.
All right, that's what's up. Janae, any last words?
Of course. It was nice talking to you all. I will see you guys tomorrow.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Wait, no. Got any last words for about?
You know it. Waylo219, who's your boy, ENT.com, SensitivesSpruce.com. You know what it is. I'm out of here. Hey, make sure y'all get those tickets to that thing we're throwing. Donnie and Macon of the Band and Club 83, February 24th.
Okay, that's what's up. All right, definitely try to get that. Tom, you got any last words, dog?
KansasCity.Spruce.com, man. Chat room, man.
All right. He said it all. There's no need to say no more. We out. Holler at y'all tomorrow. Peace.